From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Jobless benefits may be cut off for more than 100,000 people in Florida and at the end of this month. Gina Jordan reports anyone receiving extended benefits from the feds could be affected.
Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity is sending notices to those receiving emergency unemployment compensation from the federal government. The program provides up to an additional 20 weeks of benefits that will expire December 29th if Congress doesn't extend them. The program began in July of 2008. It provides temporary extended help to workers who've used up all of their state benefits. At the same time, the state of Florida is lowering the number of weeks jobless workers can receive regular benefits. Starting in January, applicants can only receive up to 19 weeks of compensation from the state, 4 weeks less than currently allowed. The amount of compensation available is determined by the state's unemployment rate, which has dropped below 9%. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.
A new Gallup poll shows 70% of Americans want Washington leaders to cut a compromise budget deal. Bobby O'Brien reports that one Tampa Bay area Republican congressman is willing to compromise, but...
When asked if he would vote for a tax increase, Congressman Bill Young of Pinellas County replied, "It depends on what's in the bill."
Any increased revenue has got to be accompanied by reduction in spending. If we don't do that, there's no deal.
Without a deal, there will be automatic budget cuts, 50% of which will come from the defense budget. Young doesn't see that happening.
I think what will happen, they'll probably put it off for like 90 days and give Congress 90 days and the president 90 days to come up with a solution.
If that solution is not found, Young says there are some things exempt from sequestration. The pay for military and military medical costs will not be cut. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.
Sand dunes and steel sheets will be used as temporary fixes to shore up that portion of Fort Lauderdale Beach and State Road A1A that have been overrun by the sand and waves. The $4.5 million plan was announced at a public meeting last night. It'll be sort of a band-aid until a permanent fix is found. Broward Mayor Kristen Jacobs says it's the best they can do to deal with the problem in the short term.
Obviously, we're going to have to build the road up higher, which means a seawall that's higher, in order to hold dunes. We're going to have dunes as a part of the future. How quickly all that can get done to save this season, that's another story. I think there's a lot of engineers scratching their head about what to do and what to do fast.
Dr. Jennifer Hirado is the Director of Natural Resources Planning and Management for the county.
It does require extensive coordination with the state, Florida Department of Environmental Protection, Florida Department of Transportation, the city of Fort Lauderdale, and we're really scrambling to try and find the resources needed in order to shore up the foundation of the beach in order to begin thinking about improvements to the roadway.
The plan calls for widening the beach 20 to 40 feet, and it's expected to be complete by late March. The Miami Foundation is sponsoring a 24-hour online charity drive tomorrow. It's all part of a nationwide effort to make December 12th Give Back Day. During Give Miami Day, people can browse profiles of hundreds of nonprofits in the county, and they can donate to support their efforts.
The organizations that are benefiting from this event are organizations that throughout the year make incredible contributions to our quality of life, help those most in need in our community, help foster the arts, all sorts of things that are impacted thanks to the work of these nonprofit organizations.
That's Javier Soto. He heads up the Miami Foundation. And if you want to give, the website to donate is givemiamiday.org. It gets underway tonight at midnight. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.